Hello, 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 everybody. It's your girl, KDC, KDC Movement here. I pray that everything is well with each and every one of you, each and every one of your families. Hope that you are having a blessed weekend thus far. I want to go ahead and jump right into it. Today, I want to talk about accountability in adversity. Accountability in adversity. Now, looking up the definition of accountability, it's defined as an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility to account for one's actions. An obligation or willingness to accept responsibility to account for one's actions. Looking at the definition of the word adversity, is defined merely as opposition. And I already know that even myself stepping on some toes, even just with the definition for being accountable, accepting responsibility for my own actions. Okay, so implementing these definitions, what am I saying? Take responsibility in opposition. Life is going to happen, whether we like it or not. However, throughout this life, how many of us actually take responsibility for ourselves? Not just what we do, but what we say, what we think, how we act. How many of us actually take responsibility? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, nor am I implying perfection, because we're going to make mistakes. It does state in the Bible that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We're going to make mistakes, whether they're intentional or unintentional. That's just facts across the board. But can we own up to the mistakes that we make? That is the question. Can we own up to our mistakes and not bragging about it? Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I said that. No. Can we own up in a submissive manner to say, yes, I was wrong, or I should have handled that differently? I know better. Being accountable not only can provide favor with man, but it keeps us righteous before God. How? How, you may ask, does being accountable keep us righteous? What does accountability have to do with righteousness? If you look up the definition of righteous, it says to be morally right or justifiable. It also goes to say to be free from guilt or sin. When we're accountable, we're constantly before God on our face. We desire to be pleasing in His sight. We want to be within good standing with Him. Where we're constantly taking inventory of ourselves, watching what we say and do, how we affect, how we may hurt or help others. We're constantly paying attention. Matthew 5 and 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How does that tie in with being righteous? How does that tie in with being accountable? If your heart is nasty, my God, today, how can you say you're righteous with a filthy heart? If your heart isn't right, then how is it that you can walk upright and accept responsibility? You have all this clutter and infection and contamination going on. Proverbs 21 and 3 says, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. It's more acceptable to God. Let's keep going. Let's look at David over in Psalms 51. Very familiar prayer. David was asking God to forgive him because he had messed up. Not only had he operated out of the lust of the flesh and pride, sleeping with another man's wife, but he got her pregnant. and he didn't stop there. Because he couldn't get Uriah to go home to cover up the fact that Bathsheba was pregnant with his child. So he went to Joe and sent a letter to put Uriah on the front line of the toughest battle, knowing that Uriah would be killed. My God. You can go back and read it for yourself. The story is actually in 2 Samuel, the chapter 11 in its entirety. Accountability in adversity. Here it is. David went before God in Psalms 51, where I was referencing in repentance. He had another man's blood on his hands. But here we are as believers and followers of Christ, and we have the audacity to sit around and try and justify why we won't open our mouths to merely speak to one another. We have the audacity to try to justify. I said it at the beginning of this podcast. Life is going to happen. It's going to happen. The key is, can we and are we mature enough to accept responsibility for ourselves? Paul said in Romans 7 and 21, I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. Another translation might read that every time I desire to do good, evil is always present. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And if I may be completely honest and transparent, this particular episode was good to me. When God dropped this in my spirit, he was already dealing with me. And I already had some things up before him. And one day in particular, there was an instance that happened. And I really wanted to go off. I'm being honest. I really wanted to cuss this person out. But immediately, I heard God's voice. And he posed the question to me, would you rather be right or maintain your character? Would you rather be right, daughter, or would you maintain your character? Immediately, I became convicted, and I just shut my mouth. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. No rolling the eyes, no rolling my neck, no facial gestures, none of that. Because my character before God mattered more to me than what was going on at that time. With that being said, what matters more to you? Getting what you want, as David did with Bathsheba? Proving a point? that you was right, they was wrong, going off, cussing them out, or maintaining your character before God. Is it always going to be that simple? No! But one of my favorite scriptures, Jude 24:25, reminds me that now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. If you want it, I promise you, God can help you do right if you want to do right. He can order your steps. It does say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Accountability in adversity. I pray that this episode encouraged someone. I pray that it helped someone. And I also pray that God gives you all the strength to maintain your character, even in adversity. Yes, we are going to be tempted. Yes, the enemy is going to come at us even stronger now. The more you, I just read the scripture, the more you want to do right, the harder he's going to come. And I pray that God give you the power and the strength and the mindset even the more to stand and be like the tree, that the parable of the tree in Psalms 1:3, that you shall not be moved. I love you all. Be blessed.